Before we even get going here, I need to say out loud that if you've never listened to us before, don't judge us on this episode. We get really out of hand. We're usually very respectful and take things seriously. But yeah, go listen to a different episode first and then come back.
Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
I'd really like a story about somebody that videos themselves passing gas. Is that cool?
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, trying my best to hold in a laugh.
A lot of fart. Very clear.
And I'm here with Jamie. Brother, you've said some weird stuff. That one's probably the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
So I was pulling up the outline for this, and I accidentally pulled up the wrong outline, and it was a case, and the title was "Released Too Soon?" Question mark. I thought, did I name that "Released Too Soon"? It was about somebody getting released from prison, but
that would have been
this applies
amazing
as well.
Guys, every now and then, the heavens open up and God sends down a case that is just perfect for True Crime to Go. And Jamie caught it this time and has prepared a script for us. I don't think we're going to need it.
I can't wait.
It's amazing.
This.
I'm going to giggle the whole time. Just be prepared.
Just hit the giggle button. Can I guess?
I think you already have.
Okay.
All right. So what are we talking about?
This is a story that's one of the most unusual court cases in recent British legal history.
Let me just go ahead and get this out of the way. Joe, I love you. I'm sorry. Your country is shenanigans. All right. Continue.
Yeah. So we think about harassment in a number of ways. You persist and follow somebody. You call them things repeatedly they don't want to be called. But this is a new form to me of harassment.
This is harassment, throw me in jail.
Your family is going to sue your... December 2024 in the town of... Oh, boy. It is Carnarvon?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A small community in North Wales. A dispute that any other circumstances may have just ended up in shouting words, slamming doors, took a different turn. What started as a disagreement between two people connected through a partner relationship. So essentially somebody's mad at their partner's ex, right? That's how this gets started. And then it takes a turn to video messages, not sending to friends, not posting on social media, but harassment by sending to an ex-partner repeatedly, persistently, and in the form of something most people wouldn't think of as criminal.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't. So let's get to know the central figures in this case. We have the alleged perpetrator, Rhiannon Evans, 25-year-old woman from the place you just said that is north of Wales or in North Wales. And then we have the victim identified in court, and her name is Deborah Prytrich, who previously had a relationship with Evans's then boyfriend. So, according to prosecutors, over a period surrounding the holiday season in 2024, including December 22nd, which is Boxing Day, and New Year's Day, Evans sent a series of video messages directly to the victim's phone. These were not ordinary messages. They were videos of Evans deliberately passing gas into her phone camera, smirking, laughing, and intentionally directing the behavior at the recipient. What a world we live in.
So she was farting in her phone, videoing it, and sending it to this person.
What makes this case remarkable is that all of this captured worldwide attention recently. And those videos are out there, my man. You can watch them. And I am just so offended.
Yeah, she sent this flatulence, and which has been identified as weaponized through technology for purposes of harassment, and treated by the court as real-world harm. The prosecutor has described the behavior as malicious. I mean,
do you know how many damages or how much in damages I owe so many people?
I don't know. I know that if Whoever smelt it, dealt it. I know that. Has she denied it? Because then she, you know, supplied it.
It's hard to deny it when you're sending video evidence of yourself doing it. But is it really a crime? In America, would it be a crime? Apparently in England it is.
It could be. They said the actions were intended to harass and cause distress to the victim, and that they did, in fact, do that. The police continue, or the videos continued, even after the police warned her, which is a key detail that prosecutors emphasized. This wasn't a one-off prank or, I don't know, a night of drunk texting fart videos like we all get into, you know? This was something that continued over time. She reported it to police. Police said, could you stop? And she said no.
Do you know how many fart videos I've sent you on TikTok over the last 3 years?
I mean, it's been a lot. So
have you ever felt violated when I sent those? Or did you get a giggle?
I giggled a lot, but also you don't, that I know of, hate me. I know that I was with your ex once upon a time, but that's a different situation.
Even if I hated you, a fart video would just make me laugh. I would think, oh, he's trying. Like if we were mad at each other and you sent me a fart video, I'm instantly forgiving you because I think, oh my gosh, okay, all is good now.
We're back on the same page. However, she was sentenced for this in magistrate's court in the town that sounds like one of her texts. Her sentence included a 12-month community order, so some type of probation, 15 rehabilitation sessions. I mean, is that like they're just going to make her hold it? Like, what are we doing here?
I've got
60 days of alcohol abstinence. Great idea. 2-year restraining order barring her from contacting the victim. And then fines and compensation totaling around £300 to the victim.
Jamie, people want to give America some crap for how awful we've turned over the last few years. But honestly, I know some of the statistics that are just terribly, terribly sad happening in England right now. And they could have so many huge issues that they could address. But this is the crap, literally, in court that they want to pursue. They've charged this woman is sentenced for this. Absolutely ridiculous. Man up, England. Good Lord.
I mean, are they going to hold the recipient accountable? Because as we all know, the smeller is the feller.
I mean, that's the worst part of a fart. And you don't even have to experience that when you receive a video.
Right. So she could have made it worse.
She could have farted in a bag and then delivered it to her by mail.
This is a low point in true Crimecast history, and I am so proud.
This is a high point for us. This is a low point for England. Just when you think you couldn't hate England anymore,
gosh,
they go and destroy the funniness of a fart.
Absolutely. I mean, America, I got nothing else to say. This has been a story about farts in 10 minutes or less.
Yeah. Have a good day, mate. Wait, that's Australian.
Yep.
Fart. We love you guys. We'll see you next crime. I don't even know what to say.
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.